Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And joining us right now is Maryland Delegate Kathy Shalega. She's a member since 2011, Minority Whip since 2013. Very important bill coming up today. Kathy, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Vince and Mary. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about this Keep Our Communities Safe Act. This comes up, as I said, today. It's going to be heard today. What does this bill do?
Well, it's a very, very simple measure. It just says if law enforcement detains or has in their hold an illegal immigrant who has been convicted of a crime, they have to turn them over to ICE if ICE asks. So they're not out, you know, picking up people sitting on a curb eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. These are criminal, illegal immigrants in their hold. And ICE has said, hey, turn this person over to us.
Now, it says convicted of a crime. What if they're just being held on suspicion of a crime?
Well, my bill says convicted of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, last year when we had this, the bill, actually, part of the reason I put this bill in is because you may remember last year, they actually passed a bill out of the House of Delegates in Maryland, making Maryland a sanctuary state. And it fortunately died in the Senate, but I thought this is a terrible idea. Maryland should not be a sanctuary state. And so if we say convicted of a crime, we know this illegal immigrant is a bad person and should be turned over to ICE if they want. You might recall that 19-year-old last year that they picked up in Montgomery County. He was actually a 19-year-old junior at a high school in Montgomery County. He Monday broke into a cop car, stole a shotgun and AR-15 and ammunition. On Tuesday, they found the kid at school with these weapons in his vehicle, which, you know, that's a whole another conversation about a gun-free zone. They arrested him. On Wednesday, he posted a $2,000 bond, and Montgomery County let him go. Thursday, even though ICE had said we want him, he's wanted on multiple criminal charges. Luckily, the Howard County Police picked him up. So we know this is necessary because we do have Montgomery County and Prince George's County law enforcement that have said they don't want to cooperate with ICE.
Right, yeah. In fact, the city of Hyattsville and Tacoma Park have both declared themselves sanctuary cities. So if your bill was to become law, that would erase their status as sanctuary cities, correct?
Correct. And again, that's part of the reason that I narrowly defined it as convicted of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Not they would say, well, the police are then going to go around and just pick people up who look like foreigners.
Don't you think
ridiculous?
Don't you think that maybe Maryland would learn the lessons that California is experiencing right now? Because as California kind of exists as a sanctuary state, what's happened is now the federal government, there are these ICE raids that are happening in California. The federal government, because it has to enforce the law, is taking it upon itself to enforce that law. And in a weird way, because of these sanctuary rules in California, what it's doing is it's compelling ICE to go into those communities wherein they find a whole bunch of illegal immigrants, rather than the illegal immigrants, the criminals that you're referring to, being held simply by these states and localities and turning them over. In fact, sanctuary states and sanctuary cities create magnets for enforcement for illegal immigrant communities, rather than just getting the worst of the worst out?
Well, of course, and ICE is very committed to keeping communities safe. They have a fantastic website, by the way. If you haven't looked at it, they really, it's impressive. Their website lists all kinds of detainers and arrests and deportations. But they say when a local law enforcement agency fails to honor an ICE detainer, individuals who have significant criminal histories are released into the community, presenting a potential public safety threat. Now, why would a local law enforcement, first of all, go back to last year? Why would they let that guy out who had firearms on school property? I thought the liberals were all wound up about having firearms on school property, but apparently it's not that important. And then when they find out the guy had criminal history in the past, I mean, it's just unfathomable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I want to take the time that we have left here to discuss the Parishioner Protection Act, which would allow law-abiding members of a congregation to carry, conceal on church property. Want to hear more about this from you. What is your reasoning behind this?
Well, this, you'll remember the Bible study where that crazy person in South Carolina went in and murdered seven people in a Bible study.
That's right, Dylan Roof.
Yeah, not long after that, that madman in Texas, I think, killed 17 and injured 20 others in a church in a rural area in Texas. And I go to a church in Baltimore County where it's pretty rural and look around, and, you know, there are areas where law enforcement would be 20, 30 minutes away from responding to an active shooter. So most churches, synagogues, mosques have a quote-unquote a security team of people that walk around during the service to keep the parking lot in the church and mostly the people there safe. And some of them are law enforcement, so they're permitted to have a firearm. But some, especially in my church, we've got some military personnel that don't have a concealed carry permit, but certainly are trained to carry a firearm. And so allowing a pastor or a rabbi to designate some people within the church body to carry their legal firearm in church on Sunday as part of the security team, I think is a reasonable thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And they would not need a concealed carry permit already, or they would?
No, they don't, and we're not setting up a special permitting. It's just enabling. It is currently legal for you to carry a firearm that you lawfully own on private property.
Okay.
So, you know, you can go to your friend's farm and carry a firearm, or if you work at a 7-Eleven and it's private property and the owner has said, you know, this is my property, you can have your firearm here in our store, that's legal. The question is church property quote unquote private property?
Do you have the support of the governor for either of these bills?
I do not. I haven't spoken to the governor about either one of the bills. We're going to make the Parishioner Protection Act a pilot program in Harford County because,
okay.
You know, I think the Baltimore City folks, they aren't as welcoming to firearms as people in Harford and Carroll and more rural parts of our state. So we thought we'd start there, and I'm going to try to get that through. And look, Governor Hogan's a law and order guy. He's committed to keeping our community safe, and turning criminals back into the community seems like a terrible idea to me.
All right, Maryland Delegate Kathy Shalega, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Hey,
we're going to follow this
thanks
closely.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Vince and Mary.
All right, best of luck. 716 on WMAL.